Restaurants and bars in Minnesota have been closed to in-person dining since March 17th due to the COVID-19 pandemic. And we're now in stage two of the governor's Stay Safe plan, where he has turned the dial to allow Minnesotans to gather for limited outdoor dining at restaurants and bars starting this week. Michael Mealhouse is a member of Bemidji City Council, and he's here to tell us how the city is helping our bars and restaurants reopen. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Well, you know, when I walked down Beltrami Avenue in downtown Bemidji yesterday morning, things looked different. Can you describe what we're seeing?
Yeah. So a couple of weeks ago now, the governor announced that during phase two of Minnesota's reopening, that restaurants would be able to reopen to outdoor seating only. So for some restaurants, you think of like a Buffalo Wild Wings or Keith's Pizza, or to an extent Bemidji Brewing, that have private parking lots. This is something that they can kind of figure out with the space that they have, but was a struggle for a lot of our downtown businesses whose parking is right off on the public right-of-way in the sidewalk or the street. So city staff started working with businesses to help them out. We all kind of collectively said, we want to help out our downtown businesses here. So they started working on some plans to allow these restaurants to use up adjacent parking spots. And then as a city council, we had a long meeting last Friday where we approved, I call it the first phase of plans for these restaurants to set up out on the sidewalk and some of the parking spots.
So that's quite a lot. You know, it looks different down there. There's like barriers up, and so the street is... Well, what used to be parking spots has orange barriers, kind of, you know, making it safe for people to put tables and chairs actually in the street now.
Yeah, they're called Jersey barriers, which is a term. I mean, I knew what a barrier was. I never heard that term before. But we, as a city, we rented a number of Jersey barriers for the summer to help create that safe space for these restaurants to set up their tables in the street, and that way the public or people are still safe. They don't have to worry about a car veering off or anything of that sort.
Did you have to make any rules about, say, having alcohol on a city sidewalk or a city street?
We didn't really have to make a rule, but what happened is a lot of restaurants that have a liquor license, it's an insurance issue. So in order to allow these restaurants to serve alcohol on a public right-of-way, on a sidewalk or a street, they had to get an adjustment for their insurance and also have the city added as a partner on that insurance. So I think most restaurants were able to get that taken care of, and, yeah, they're able to serve on the streets.
What are you hearing from the businesses themselves?
I've checked out two of the restaurants Monday and Tuesday, and talking to a couple of the business owners, it's definitely an adjustment. There's definitely a lot of tricks that they're kind of learning these first couple of days, but it seemed like they're really excited to get back to some sort of normal and kind of open up more again. I know a lot of them have plans to kind of spruce up their space and make it kind of more appealing. If you walk by the Keg and Cork, for example, they've got tables with the umbrellas over top. They put some flower planters on top of the barriers with those little sidewalk lights. So I think given some time, I think a lot of these restaurants want to really spruce that area up and make it really fun to be a part of.
Yeah. Is the city council considering any additional steps when you meet again?
So what we actually did this last Monday was we actually passed a temporary resolution that puts a lot of this on city staff. So restaurants that don't have parking set up right now, you think kind of going up the streets, I'll use like Tara, for example. Before, what they would have to do is they'd have to fill out a sidewalk permit and submit it to the city, and then the city council would have had to approve it at our next regular meeting. We actually scheduled a special meeting last Friday before restaurants were allowed to reopen to approve a lot of these permits to allow these restaurants to get set up right away. But the special resolution we passed on Monday temporarily gives that ability to city staff so they can work directly with the business owners, and they don't have to wait to a next regular city council meeting or a special emergency council meeting.
So it sounds like we might see an expansion of this as more and more restaurants think about reopening outdoors.
I certainly expect so.
So I have to ask you this on a personal basis. Are you ready to try eating out under the new guidelines?
I am. It's funny you ask that because I am actually on the Wild Hare patio right now, and it is the first day that they've reopened. And, you know, I tried the Keg and Cork on Monday, and I went to Ridge's, is one of my personal favorite establishments. I went there on Tuesday, so I think people are ready to get back to a new normal. But I would urge everybody that there's still a pandemic out there. There's still our numbers in our community are slowly increasing, so it's more important than ever to make sure that you're wearing a face mask and you're still washing your hands and following all the social distance guidelines. Because I know, as the governor has said, he's turning the dial up to allow Minnesota businesses to reopen. But if our numbers really spike, it can always be turned back.
Yeah. What are you seeing on the patio at the Wild Hare today?
There's one other person out here waiting for their food, I'm assuming. It's quiet right now. I mean, it's quiet Wednesday morning, but I think it's the first day that they've reopened, so I know they're kind of chomping at the bit to get going and see how this works out.
Well, we couldn't have asked for better weather on the first week to open up, so yeah, good luck to all those businesses, and thanks for talking with me this morning, Michael.
Thank you very much.
That is Michael Mealhaus, and he is Ward 1 representative to the Bemidji City Council. Many bars and restaurants around our region are opening for outdoor dining this month, and many still have curbside and pickup available. You can check them out individually for more information about how you can support each local business.